Battle of the bad dates. Do you have the worst date? Based on the judges who are all pooled around here in this studio, and you'll win. Let's take this Weezer story here. Hi, what's your name?
Sarah.
And where are you from?
Salt Lake.
All right. What's your bad date story?
So, I mean, I'll try to keep it kind of general, but I went to the Weezer show with this guy over the summer, and right after Panic stopped playing, he went to go take a call, and then like 20 minutes later, he texted me. And just said that he was on his way home.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I tried to stay because I spent extra on my ticket because I got it super last minute.
Oh, and so this was like a Dutch date?
Yeah, so the ticket was expensive, so I wanted to stay.
Right.
But I was just irritated, and so
I'm not sure.
I went home.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So, I mean, everything, I got over it was whatever. And then...
Well, I'm trying to figure out who should be more offended. Is it you, Sarah, or Weezer? Because he just stayed for Panic and then
he
left.
Right? Ditch the headliner. Stupid.
Well, it's funny because that's who we went to see anyway.
Yeah.
But whatever. It was fine. I got over it.
At least you guys met there. And so you weren't ditched
there. Yeah, you didn't have
to
leave. Did he give an explanation to you ever?
So he said that he was sick, but I kind of came up with this, like, theory in my head to make myself feel better that he, like, either, like, threw up all over himself and, like, was embarrassed. So that kind of helped me. But then, so it was probably about 3 weeks ago, he texted me, and I had deleted his number, so I kind of didn't know who it was. But he texted and said, "Do you remember when I ditched you at that concert?" And I didn't text back. So he texted back and said, "What are the chances of a third date this weekend?"
What? He is insane, right? He's insane.
You have to go out on the date with him just to see if he bails halfway through.
Make him pay, though.
Right. I was kind of tempted to get him back, but I just told him some not nice words instead.
Sarah, hold on for 1 second. We have Amber on the phone. Yes, Amber, your bad date story.
Previous boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend. And it was for, like, a school dance date. And he tried to break up with me on the date. And we were with, like, doubles. So it was kind of like, we can't just, like, cancel this date. We've got plans. So he basically tried to break up with me. And then afterwards, he was like, "Oh, wait, never mind. You know, like, let's just go to this dance. So just forget I said anything." So, yeah, it was weird.
And how long did you date after that?
We actually dated for like 3 months after that till I found out he was like sleeping around. So that kind of fixed everything.
That'd do it.
So he started out with the date, "I think we should break up," not realizing that there was no way of getting out of this date.
So I had to drop each person off and I was driving him to his house so we could all change, you know, out of our date grubbies to the like dance stuff. And so I don't think he realized that, like, I have to go pick up these people and take them to the dance, which means I have to take you, so we should probably be together.
Yeah, the whole order of operations there is due date, then break
right.
up.
Right, he was That's not thinking right. so at easy. All. I disrespect him for not even being able to use that logic there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, okay, if you're having problems, that's fine, but, like, I bought a dress for this, so can we just, like, hold that for a second, you know?
Amber, hang, you hold for a second, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like a bad date. And we have Andrew. Andrew, where are you from?
I am from Sandy.
All right. Battle of the bad dates. What's your story?
So I had this blind date, and I picked her up. She totally wasn't what I was expecting at all.
I am hearing what you're not saying, Andrew. Continue.
And so we went to this sandwich place. This is in Idaho, and a small little sandwich place. And typically, whenever you go on, especially like a first date, you don't order more food than the person buying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just got like an average sandwich and meal. No, she got like the triple large sandwich with like two bags of chips and this like extra, extra large drink. I was like, "Who is this girl?" And she ate the whole thing faster than I ate my sandwich.
So she got a party sub and a bucket of Mountain Dew. And two bags of nacho cheese Doritos, or was it Cool Ranch?
Yeah. and she devoured it.
And you were and you were watching her eat the whole time?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, who is this girl? And, like, I'm a student at the time, and so I had, like, no money, and my bank account was dried up. Like I had $2 left in my name after this date.
Okay. All right. So we assume that was the only date?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on for a second, Andrew.
All right.
Decision time. Is it Sarah who was ditched at Weezer show? Was it Amber who whose boyfriend broke up with her before a date and then they continued to date for 3 months? Or was it who was that? John?
Andrew.
Andrew, who just endured the watching girl eat massive sandwich.
Oof,
story.
All good stories, but I have to say she spent a lot of money and ended up being let down. I'm going with Sarah.
I'm going with Sarah, too, because the dude skipped Weezer and her.
Yeah.
And it was a Dutch date, too. Okay, Sarah, you still there?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you win.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, piece of advice. Don't take this guy to TSO.
Yeah, no, he's not invited.
Okay, good.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, November 22nd. You're going, and you're also going to Fear Factory, so you get a couple tickets there, too. Take whoever you like.
Awesome. Thank you so much.